Blog Talk Radio.
All right, beloved, good morning. This is Prophetess Abigail Meadows, and I'm telling you, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can ask or think. God is simply able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we can ask or think. We're so glad that you all joined us this morning on the prayer line this morning. God is able, and God is a present help in the midst of our trouble. Are you ready for change today? God wants to change things in your life like never before. You know, that's one thing that prayer does, is that prayer causes you to get before the face of the Father so that you can receive from Him. God is able. And sometimes there's a rewiring God wants to do in your mind. He wants to give you the kingdom. And sometimes there's some things that you are being cleansed of. I mean, we really, literally go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. And so as you read the Bible, the best thing you can ever do is to agree with the Word of God. Hallelujah. And once you agree with the Word, to apply it to your life, it's application time. And so God wants us to have the rhythms of life and truth and spirit and comfort and love, you know, because they all come on waves of glory, you know, and different manifestations of the glory. And so that glory is something that we want, something that is weighty, that comes from being in His presence. His presence is there. And sometimes being in the presence of God is almost like you can't even breathe. And so we know that God's presence is what takes care of things. When God's presence comes, that's where the dwelling takes place. We have to humble ourselves before Him. And so that's what prayer does. Is that we count on Him, and we don't allow ourselves to be in a place where we are puffed up or feel as though we are the ones that are giving the answers to the problem. But no, it is God. It is God. And so what we do is we humble ourselves before Him in prayer. Amen. But we come boldly before the throne of grace, things that we need to ask. Because I'm telling you, God wants greater. And so there are things that God wants to give us, and we're going to do what God has called us to do. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, this morning. You are a help, oh God. You are our help in this place, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our help. That we don't have to lack anything. We don't have to lack bread. We don't have to lack where we're going. We don't have to lack anything. For deliverance is the children's bread. And even today, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And when you rebel against what God has asked you to do, God considers that the spirit of witchcraft. So this morning we come before you, Father, and we say, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us of our rebellion. Father God, if there be any witch, oh God, that needs to repent of witchcraft, Father God, we stand in the gap right now. We all ask, God, forgive, oh God, this morning, oh God, of witchcraft. Father God, remove the witchcraft. Anybody that does any incantations or anything like that, Father God, we pray for deliverance. But witches and warlocks, oh God, this morning. Father God, that you will break down the barriers, oh God, that hinder love. And God, that you would pour your love upon them, open their eyes to truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for the church, Lord God, for your daughters and sons who belong to you, but I have not been obedient to the word of God. Father God, even as I spoke earlier, Father, about how you read the Bible and come into agreement with the Bible, Father God, about the words that are written in red, the words that are written in the Bible, Father God, that we are to obey. Father God, I pray today, God, that we will obey your word. Father God, that we will not rebel, oh God. God, but we will be ones that will walk in spirit and walk in truth. Father God, forgive the church, oh God, for walking in rebellion. Father God, even for your sons and daughters, God, that have been walking in rebellion, we ask you, Lord God, to set their feet on the right pathway. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say, Lord God, we don't want to do things our way. We don't want to continue to do it how we want to do it, how we're going to set it up, oh God, because that's not how your glory goes. Father God, release instructions to your daughters and your sons. Release the word of God to them that they may know, that they may grow into what you call them to become. And Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, let them become what you want them to become. Let their hearts, minds, and souls, Father God, get into alignment. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for every client that we have in Norway, God, in Europe, oh God, in Great Britain, oh God. For all those that come and pray with us in the United States, we thank you for our global church. God, even right here, Father God, we have a global church. We thank you, Lord God, that they're listening, that you're coming on to pray, that you're coming to pray for America. We plead the blood of Jesus from the head right now of our government all the way down to the bottom part. Father God, we ask you even to forgive us, oh God, in our government, oh God, for our governmental witchcraft or rebellion, us rebelling from the top level, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us, oh God, for rebelling in the White House. God, for our leadership rebelling against the ways of God. Father God, even as many prophets have come forth, oh God, and people's lives were restored because they changed, because they repented, oh God. God, we pray this morning in the name of Jesus. We say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, would you release the love of God? Would you release kindness to your people? Would you release the love of God to your people? Would you release the love of God from the top office of our country? Father God, we need America saved. Father God, in the name of Jesus, even throughout all the nations, oh God, because America is such a forerunner, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for America. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that America is a leader. And God, I'm asking, Lord God, do not allow America to lose her influence, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray against, Father God, rebellion and witchcraft from the highest office of God all the way down to the bottom. We ask, Lord God, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come in Jesus' name. And God, we pray for our president, oh God. We pray for his staff. Father God, we say, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in Jesus' name. Father God, we say, let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done in Jesus' name. Father God, remove rebellion at the core, oh God. Even as we have repented this morning of rebellion, Father God, God, we ask you, Lord God, in Jesus' name to remove it. We ask you to move it as far as the north is and the south, the east and the west.
Yes.
But God, put that, Father God, put that obedience spirit on the inside of us, oh God.
Yes,
put it in the inside of our president, oh God. Lord God, lift the spirit of obedience in the White House, oh God. God, even Father God, for all the servants, oh God, that come to serve at the White House, oh God. Jesus, the servants, Father God, those that clean, God, let there be a spirit of obedience, a spirit of honor and authority that operates, oh God. That we will first honor you, that we will first reverence you as the most high authority. And Father God, we ask God for a complete cleansing of the White House. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for
I pray for its wife. God, we pray, God, that you would pour the Spirit of God upon that family, God, like none of us have. We pray, God, pour your Spirit out. Let them be obedient, oh God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, let obedience come forth like never before. We say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in Jesus' name. Obedience in the name of Jesus. Father God, God, cover her, oh God. Even cover her clothing, oh God. Put clothes on her, God. Let her be clothed with humility. Let her be clothed, oh God, with praise and worship and dancing, oh God. God, God, I just pray, God, like, God, give them joy for when they're mourning. God, this such a heavy office, oh God, with paparazzi always taking pictures, with people always trying to find fault. God, I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, God, remove anything that's not like you from their lives. Clean their lives up, that they will be spotless, oh God. Clean them up, oh God, like Daniel, oh God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray that kingdom come, that will be done. Father God, remove witchcraft at a high level, oh God. Even if there's anybody that's trying to cast spells or do anything like that, we command it to be gone now in the name of Jesus. We command it to receive holy fire right now in the name of Jesus. We say Holy Spirit fire right now, God, in the name of Jesus. People that practice witchcraft, Father God, even drinking and alcoholism, Father God, you consider pharmacopoeia, Father God, drug use. So, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus against, Father God, drug use, Father God, and even communion with those, Father God, who do drugs all the time. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, break that spirit, oh God, of a pharmacopoeia in their life, oh God. The spirit that Jesus said, this is witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against, Father God, dope dealers and dope pushers, oh God, and drug dealers, God. We pray, God, Father God, that they would get a revelation of Jesus. Father God, even every alcoholic, oh God, any senseless abuse, oh God, God, we pray, God, from in the White House, God, that there will no longer be substance abuse, oh God. Father God, anything that has to do with importing drugs, oh God, if there be anybody who is importing drugs, God, in the White House, God, we ask you to let them repent, oh Father God. If they will not repent, oh God, I'm asking for exposure, Father God, for anybody who tries to supply drugs, oh God, to either the president, the vice president, any of them, Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray. Illicit drugs or anything like that, but God, we pray, cleanse the White House, oh God, in every capacity, every nook, every credit, oh God, even the Congress, oh God, even at our state level and our local level, cleanse it, oh God. God, we're asking for cleansing from the top to the bottom, and even our own personal houses, oh God. We manage our own houses, God, from the White House to our own house. Let there not be, Father God, any witchcraft, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we repent today, God, for the spirit of rebellion. Father God, the spirit of drug addiction, oh God, for allowing our children to smoke, allowing our husbands to sneak out of it once in a while, smoke a cigarette. Father God, we Father God, ask you to forgive us, oh God.
No more toleration.
God, forgive us, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Father God, how we have compromised, oh God, the word of God and made it ineffective, God, because of our compromising. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to forgive us, God, in Jesus' name. We no longer want to sit there, Father God, and compromise your word. Even in being in certain situations, oh God, if people feel like they can drink around us, oh God, forgive us, oh God, and forgive them, Lord God. Father God, let the Holy Ghost fire be so strong on us, oh God, that they were fearful to drink wine around us. They're fearful to drink beer. They're fearful to drink alcohol. Oh God, cleanse the body. Cleanse the church. Oh God, cleanse the church, oh God, of this compromising spirit to even allow alcohol in the church. God, we pray, God, in Jesus' name. Father God, cleanse us up, oh God. God, alcohol is supposed to be for medicinal purposes when people are, Father God, so that they can feel better, not for use, a social use. Father Father God, there is a couple
Thank
words
you,
that you're going to have for us at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And God, we pray, God, that even you yourself, Father, when you took from the cup and made communion, oh God, we can use juice, regular juice, oh God, not an alcoholic, fermented drink. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father God, the spirit, and even back in the day, Father God, we had alcoholic houses, and they would say that those houses were spirit houses, oh God. They were spirit houses, house of spirits, oh God, because that's what alcohol does, it causes spirits to enter people. That's what drugs do, it causes demonic spirits to enter the people, Father God. And so, God, we said we repent today for allowing alcohol and drugs, oh God, to come and consume our bodies, to consume everything about us. We ask you to forgive us, oh God, even for our children, oh God, allowing our children to say it's okay for our children to experiment. Father God, it's okay for our children to touch it. Father God, the devil is a lie. We raise the standard today of holiness, oh God. We raise the standard of holiness, and we say, touch not. Touch not. Touch not. Touch not. Father God, let there be a barrier, oh God, for our children, God. Let them live holy all of their lives. Father God, it's possible. You even quote several of the people in the Bible, oh God, to not even touch it. God, the Levite promise, oh God. The Levitical promise. Thank you, Jesus. The Levite, Father God. You want the Levite, Father God, to live holy. You want the Levite to live a holy and acceptable life unto you. Father God, we thank you for the Levite, oh God, that lives holy. We thank you for the Levite that lives holy, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're asking, God, in the name of Jesus, for Levitical prayers, oh God, to be made up, oh God, for your daughters and your sons. That God, even as John the Baptist, oh God, that man had any man to eat lips, oh God, but that certain things that he could eat a drink growing up as a child, the certain things that didn't touch his lips. Father God, I pray right now, God, don't even let these, some of these things touch their lips. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, don't let alcohol consume our children. We rebuke it now in Jesus' name. Where many children are straight up alcoholics at 11 and 12, oh God. 11 and 12 years old. Father God, I even read an article about a woman that was, that the baby had marijuana in the baby's system. The baby wasn't, but not, but less than a year old, the baby still had pimples. But when they drew the baby's blood, the baby had marijuana in the baby's system. Father God, we ask you to forgive us, God, that even as we birth our children out in the earth, we immediately put them on drugs. God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, oh God, for that act, oh God. God, we pray, God, that every mother, oh God, will return to holy living, that she'll give her daughter and her son a chance, that every father will give their daughter and their son a chance. Father God, we even give our dogs, our pets, alcohol, because we want to see what our dogs act like when they get beer. Even our dogs get drunk. Father God, we ask you to forgive us, oh God, in Jesus' name. But it's time for behavior, oh Lord God. God, remove that spirit of witchcraft far from us, oh God. We repent this morning, oh Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, cleanse our souls. Father God, we think it is one big party. Some of us think that it's just one big party. Father God, forgive us one drink after the next, going and taking shots. Shot after shot after shot after shot after a man, after a man's name. Father God, those are spirits that are coming in, oh God. God, we ask you to forgive us and deliver, oh God, that you remove all the spirits, oh God, that has been attached with alcoholism and drug addiction in our families, oh God. We're asking that our families become purged this morning, oh Lord. God, we ask God, purge our families, purge us, oh God. Purge out, purge our families. Let our families be made whole, oh God. God, we want to be like Noah and the ark. And even as we come before you every morning, oh God, to pray at 7 o'clock a.m., God, we pray for household salvation, oh God. Because, God, we believe the word of God that you said, even as Noah, Father God, created an ark, oh God, and his whole family. But, Father God, this prayer. It's like a time frame where we're building a spiritual ark, oh God, for our family, that no one in our family will be left behind, oh God. This is a spiritual ark of prayer stored up prayers in heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
And this is the confidence that we have that whatever we ask according to your will, oh God, it is done for us. And we are one, oh God, to say, ask for us in our household, we will be saved. We declare household salvation for all of our generations that are living even right now, God. We say, Father God, forgive the sins all the way back to Adam, oh God. With drugs, oh God, alcoholism, oh God. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, drug addiction, oh God. Father God, even if there's anybody, Father God, in their family line, Father God, in our family line that made moonshine, oh Jesus.
Yes, forgive us.
Selling drugs, God, forgive us, oh God. God, we ask you, Lord God, for being a dope dealer and a dope pusher, oh God.
Yes.
Father God, for being a dope pusher.
Yes, forgive us.
Oh, God, for leading, giving us influence, and people are leading them down the wrong pathway, getting kegs and beer and all these kind of things available to those who don't have no business getting alcohol. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, straighten our hearts and minds out. Make your will be done in our life, oh God.
Yeah.
God, we pray that now, God. Remove the enemy far from us, oh God. Remove the enemy, oh God, even the Father God, that addicted spirit, and this is many of us, oh God, to be addicted, oh God, to these things, oh God. Remove that, God, by Holy God, send Holy Spirit fire. Come, hover, cleanse, get our family together. Right now, God, in Jesus' name, we pray, Holy Spirit, cleanse us up, oh God. Cleanse our family up, oh God. God, even as the ark had one layer of wood added to the mix, oh God, when the time came that you closed the door and you let the bubbling up of the earth come from the earth, oh God, and the heavens opened up and began to rain. God, they didn't even know what that was like because you were supernatural, taking care of them people.
Mm-hmm.
So Father God, you opened up the waters from heaven and opened up the waters underneath the earth. And God, you flooded the earth, oh God. And you let the rainbow come out, oh God, never to be rained upon again. But, Father God, it won't be rain, Father God, coming this time, but fire. So, God, we just pray for Holy Ghost fire now. God, that you would let your word, Father God, go out and destroy the wicked, oh God.
Yes.
Let your breath of God blow, breathe on our family members and destroy the wicked. We say, Holy Spirit, breathe on our family members now, God, and destroy the wicked. The wealth of the wicked, let it be transferred into the righteous hands. In the name of Jesus, God, those that do not want to turn from their wicked ways, oh God, we ask God that you let the body of Christ, let the ones who are living holy receive the money. If they don't want to turn, God, we ask the Lord God in Jesus' name, if they don't want to turn, God, we ask for a removal. We ask, God, that you would let us be built up and not go down.
Yeah.
God, we ask you, God, in Jesus' name, God, do it, God. Do it, God, in Jesus' name. Let, Father God, your mindset be our mindset. Holy Spirit, breathe on us, oh God, in Jesus' name. Let their mindsets be changed, oh God. Even in the White House, we pray, God, if there be anybody in any office, oh God, that don't want change, they want to stay and stay on stupid, oh God. We ask you, God, to remove it now in Jesus' name. God, we ask you, Lord God, that there will be stability in the White House in the name of Jesus, Father God. Not worldliness, oh God, God, but holiness, God.
Yes.
We don't want to be worldly, God, but we want to be holy.
Yes.
We want to be holy and accessible unto you. And God, we pray for every church service that even as pastors and worship leaders and those that sing and those that work in the church, oh God, today, Saturday, Father God, we pray the anointing on their churches today, oh God. We pray for the anointing on their churches, oh God. God, we pray, God, that even all their activities, we ask you to release angels out, oh God. For those who are called to lead your presence into the churches. Oh, 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 oh. God, call them in the services this weekend, oh God. Show up in the services in a mighty way, oh God. God, we pray for every single church in our area, oh God. God, we pray for the church in Auburn and Georgia, oh God. We pray for the churches in Georgia, oh God. God, for every church that's listening, God. We thank you, those who are the United Kingdom that come and listen to us. Father God, we bless them. We say, may the Lord go into the United Kingdom. God, may those that listen to us in France, oh God, we say, may the Spirit of God enter into their churches this weekend, oh God, like never before. For those that listen to us in Norway, oh God, we thank you for them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We say, Father God, enter in into Norway, oh God, our God,
yes.
In Canada. Father God, we thank you for
yes,
those
God.
That listen to us in Canada. May the Spirit of the Lord enter into their
yes.
homes, oh God, into their churches in Canada. Father God, we plead
yes.
the blood of Jesus.
God.
We say, thank you, God. God, bless them, oh God.
Yes.
God, we decree and declare completion, God, in Jesus' name. We say, all the
yes.
way, all the way, all the way.
Thank you.
All the way. No abandonment in Jesus' name. We decree and declare that the word of God will not return back void, but this word of God will go and it will accomplish that which it is set of God. Even so, as we pray, we decree and declare that no way is being set free. It's being set free. Governments are being set free. Oh,
thank
yes,
you,
we say
Jesus.
Great Britain is being set free. Oh, yes, London and England is being
thank
set
you.
Free. America is being set
freedom.
Free. Canada
freedom.
Is being set free. Oh, God, in
yes.
the mighty name of
oh,
Jesus.
God.
God, we
thank
come
you,
before
Jesus.
You, God. We lift our arms up to you. We say we are free. We
thank
are free
you,
from witchcraft. We are free from drug addiction.
Yes.
We are free, oh, God. You've already washed us. You've already cleansed us,
thank
oh, God.
You,
we say, God, even so, Father God, you're looking, Father God, a false light, any light that's not right. God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to remove it, oh God. We say, only the holiness of God. God, we say, that when in our churches, we don't want anything that's false, any false anointing, anything that's false. God, we say, Holy Spirit, have your way in the churches throughout the nations, oh God. God, even as many of them are laying down now, they're blessed, they've already worshiped the Lord. They've already had their choir practice. God, they've already had this, they've already had that. But God, we pray, God, come and rest on them in Norway. Rest on them, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we pray in advance. Canada, Norway, Great Britain,
mm-hmm.
England, France. Yeah,
yeah,
God. Switzerland. Freedom in Switzerland. Check it out. May the Spirit of the Lord come now. Rest and abide in this place. Father God,
yes.
we pray right now, God. Spirit of the Lord,
thank you.
Come.
Thank you.
We say, Spirit of the Lord, you're an awesome God. You're a wonderful God. Spirit of the Lord, come. Burn. Spirit of the Lord, burn. Rest. Rest. Rest on the home. God, for those who've been calling out to you, we ask you, Lord God, come rest. Rest, God. Rest in our home. It's Shabbat, Father God. God, today is a day of rest. Today is Saturday, God. A day of rest. Father God, we're the rest from our labors to seek your face, oh God. God, we pray right now, God, let us be able to seek your face in the spirit of truth, spirit of love, spirit of honesty. Father God, we pray right now, God, not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. Begin to purge us, oh God. Begin to cleanse us, God. God, we want to be one with you, God. In Jesus' name, I thank you for rolling back the witchcraft. I thank you, Lord God, for removing headaches right now. I thank you, Lord God, for releasing healing right now. Oh God, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh God, for every club, oh God. God, Spirit of the Lord, I ask you, Lord God, to go and save those in the club, oh God. God, I ask you, Lord God, to go save them, God. Anoint, God, evangelists that will go into the club and bring them out one by one, 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 one by one. Father God, I pray, God, I ask for a decrease in sales, oh God, of drugs, oh God. I ask for a decrease in sales, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, I ask for a decrease in sales. We pull them out. Oh, God, we pull them out of the drug houses. We pull them out of the alcoholic centers. Oh, God, we pull them out. God, let the Spirit of God be so strong in our community. Oh, God, that it crushes the enemy, oh, God, crushes the alcoholic spirit, oh, God, that spirit of addiction, oh, God. We pray that they be broken now. Take care of my both sometimes.
any false addiction, oh God, with our coughing and stuff like that. We rebuke addictions, God, of coughing, caffeine, et cetera. Oh, God, no. Caffeine will not have us. Oh, no, caffeine will not have us. We rebuke it. Caffeine will not have us. No, God, we decree and declare that our bodies are saved. Our bodies are saved. Anything that's demonic, that's trying to control us, you got to have this, and you're going to have a headache. The devil is a lie. We rebuke you. You will get out of the body, out of the system, out of the body, out of the system. We decree and declare right now that no other body is a custom. We are not having an addiction spirit. We will not have an addiction spirit. Right now, we say, cleanse the body. Cleanse the body. Oh, God, please be addicted, Father God, to shopping. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. We will not be addicted to shopping. We will not be addicted to food. We break the spirit of addiction right now. Any addiction to anything, we say, we broke it.
Thank
Holy
you,
Ghost,
Jesus. Thank you,
fire,
Jesus.
Shaka,
Yelabu, Shaka. Yeah.
Oh,
Lord
of God.
It's consuming fire.
It's consuming fire. Send your fire. Send your wind. Send your fire. Send your wind. Send your fire. Send your wind. God, when people feel like they have to have their coffee every morning, they can't make it. The devil is a lie. They cough to have them. We rebuke it. We rebuke it. We rebuke it. We rebuke it.
Thank you,
we rebuke the effects of the coffee right now.
Lord.
That's a simple addiction, thank God. You, but Jesus. When the coffee come before you, or when the food come before you, the devil is a lie.
Thank you.
Every addiction be broken today.
Thank
you. Lord God, we ask God for the spirit of grace and fasting right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
God, that you would give and release the spirit, Father God, of fasting.
Thank you, Lord.
People will fast. They'll fast from food so that the body can, the flesh can die, but the spirit can grow and live. Father God, we pray right now, God, for that area of people gathered, oh God, that this spirit of addiction will be crushed. Oh God, if they're addicted in any area, God, let them fast from those things. God, let those things that are trying to control them dry up in Jesus' name. We pray for drying up of alcoholic taste out of their mouth. We say, God, let their bodies be supernaturally delivered, oh God, from addiction, from smoking cigarettes, oh God. Father God, don't even let take the taste out of their mouth.
Thank
Father
you,
God,
Jesus.
We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, dry it up. Jesus, dry it up. Dry it up. Dry up addiction. Dry up addiction. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray. God, even Father God, spirit of Elijah, we ask you, Lord God, that you will raise up those that will be able to walk with him.
Yes.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name, Father God, that they would have mentors that would help them. Father God, we don't always do the 12-step program. The spirit of the Lord will come and burn it all up. We are supernatural burning up today. God, so many of our families, Father God, are addicted. The whole family ain't nothing but a bunch of alcoholics. We asking, Lord God, for whole family salvation. Father God, for groups of family. Mama drank, daddy drank, sister drank. Oh, God.
Yes, redeemed.
Jesus, and when you said alcoholism is, God, it's also the spirit of poverty. Jesus, I see. I got you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And that's why so many of our families, Father God, are poor right now. It's because of the sin of alcoholism. Because in the book of Proverbs, God, you tell us, Lord God, that alcoholism will lead to poverty.
Jesus.
Oh, God, where there's alcoholism, God, there's poverty.
Oh, mercy. Thank you for the revelation.
God, we're asking to forgive our families, oh, God, for poverty. God. Oh, God, forgive us for drinking alcohol, God. Jesus. God, well, we really want the Holy Spirit, not the Spirit. Oh, God, forgive us, oh, God. We didn't know no better. Long, oh, God, we didn't know what we were seeking, God, was always, always has been you. Father God, we ask you to forgive us, God, right now in Jesus' name and fill us up with the Holy Ghost. God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would come and fill the vessels within our families, oh God. God, we understand unless there is no repentance, oh God, there will be no revival. And God, as priests of the Lord, God, even Father God, as they went in, oh God, as Moses went in before your throne, he carried, Father God, the 12 tribes on his shoulders, the onyx stone, with the name of all the tribe members engraved. You would go in and intercede for all the tribes of Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
And one man's intercession, oh God. One man's intercession, oh God.
Yes. Yes.
Cause the nation, his whole family line to be saved over millions of people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Millions of people. One man's intercession, God.
Yes.
And you told me on yesterday, God, one man's intercession can save anything. And God was going before you, Lord God. And we
thank
ask
you,
God, it's more than one on this prayer line today. So God,
yes,
pray right now, Jesus.
Thank
God,
you,
let
Lord.
It be, God. That you remove this alcoholism from our family lives, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
God, we set it again for the families that are connected with us, oh God.
Yes.
We say, God, remove it, God. Remove it, remove it, remove it. That poverty can be from our family. Oh God, because that's a result of sin, God, with alcoholism coming to family, God, and release the poverty. So, God, we pray. God, remove the spirit of addiction from our family, God. That we're no longer poor, oh God,
yes.
Poor in
your
growth.
No more,
God. All no more. Forgive us, oh God, forgive our family lives. And thank you, God.
Let us go. Alcoholism in my family, Lord God. Remove the poor mentality, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I was before you today, Dwayne.
Yes.
God. Yes, God. Ashley. Yes,
thank you,
God.
Chief.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Chief. Even today, God, we see that there are priests. Somebody, one of y'all is supposed to pray. I just want you to be careful because this is a public prayer and it's going out to Norway. I mean, we got people listening in Norway. And be careful if you say people's names at this time. But God knows who you're talking about. I mean, you can say a last name, you understand, because that's general. But please don't say last and first names. I just want to put that out there. But one of y'all is supposed to be praying. I feel like one of y'all is supposed to be praying because the Lord told me to be silent and that somebody else is supposed to go, so I want y'all to go. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Mm.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for redemption,
mm-hmm.
Lord God, of the alcoholism. Thank you, Lord God, for redeeming our families, Lord God, the families of America, Lord God, from the poor mentality of alcohol. Lord God, close down these money-making spirit buildings, these things that make money, that attract people to come into to buy the wine, buy the beer, buy the alcohol, Lord God. Close down these ABC stores, Lord God. Lord God, let them be so low in sales that they have to close down, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for breaking, Lord God, that spirit, Lord God, that spirit of alcoholism, that spirit that would want to keep them in poverty, want to keep them in a poor mindset, want to keep them depressed and oppressed, want to keep them away from you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're removing the lust of the flesh from them, Lord God. You're removing, Lord God, the pride of life from them, Lord God, that comes from this, Lord God, that builds them up, Lord God, removing the lust of the eyes, Lord God, that causes them to not to see things the way you see it, Lord God, that causes them to be away from you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for redeeming families in America, redeeming families in Norway, redeeming families in Sweden, families in Switzerland, redeeming families in Israel, redeeming families, Lord God, all over this globe, all over this world, Lord God.
Father God,
if you're snatching them out, Lord God,
remove
that taste, Lord God. Let them taste and see that you are good, and remove that taste of alcohol, Lord God. Let them desire that no longer, Lord God. Lord God, send your Holy Ghost fire to the tongues, Lord God. Touch the tongues, Lord God, and change them, Lord God, from that that desire of alcohol, that desire of that spirit that conforms them to the world, Lord God. Father God, let them be people that are transformed, Lord God, to your kingdom, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for your hand upon your people. Thank you for touching them with your fire. With your Holy Ghost fire that changes them, Lord God, from the inside out and the outside in, Father God. I thank you for the consuming fire from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God, that every trace of alcoholism, every trace of desiring it, Lord God, is gone in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that your fire, your breath, Lord God, takes care of it. Your fire, your breath takes care of it all, Lord God. And we believe your word to be so. We believe your word to manifest on the earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for sending your rain. Thank you, Father God, for sending your spirit, your spirit, your spirit, your spirit, Lord God. Lord God, every false spirit, every wicked spirit, every evil spirit is we command it to be dismissed from your people, Lord God. And Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for them, Lord God, being drunk in your spirit, Lord God. People that are being drunk in your spirit, is nothing contaminated, is nothing mixed it in, nothing added to it, nothing deleted from your spirit, Lord God, and your spirit only, Lord God, and your people. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for what you're doing in our families, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. That we stay in your spirit. We stay in love with you. We stay, Lord God, in the fruit of your spirit, Lord God. Let us desire the fruit of your spirit, Lord God, the gifts of your spirit, Lord God, like never before, like understanding, your wisdom, your knowledge, Lord God, your mind and counsel in the reverence of fear of you, Lord God, your spirit, Lord God. Lord God, let it be upon us, Lord God. Let it be in us, Lord God. Let it come out of us, Lord God. Let the fruit of your spirit of love and peace and joy, Lord God, be upon us, Lord God. A continual thing, Lord God, a continual thing. And Lord God, it become a normalcy, a supernatural normalcy, Lord God, in our lives. Your spirit of counsel, Lord God. Your spirit of faith, Lord God. Your goodness, Lord God. Your spirit, Lord God, that gives us that we're able to have self control, Lord God. Your spirit, Lord God, that helps us to have self control, Lord God. Even, Lord God, that breaks addictions, breaks alcoholism, breaks breaks that spirit, Lord God, that would keep us from you, Lord God. I thank you that it breaks even, again, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life from us, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that we glorify your name. I thank you, Father God, because there's nothing we can't do. We can't do nothing without you. We should not ever think we can, Lord God. Father God, we glorify your name. We exalt your name, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you are breaking forth like never before, and only you, Lord God, can get the glory. Only you, no man.
Only you, God.
But only you, Lord God, get this glory. And I thank you, Father God, for changing us, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, we're becoming people as Jesus was a Nazarite, Lord God. People, Lord God, that followed you, Lord God, with all their heart and mind and soul and every fiber of their being, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the changes. I thank you, Father God, for shifting our our natural mindsets into your mindset, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for blessing us to be intentional, Lord God, to love you and love you on love you and love your people on purpose and loving ourselves on purpose, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the shift. I thank you, Father God, that you're breaking in that spirit of suicide. You're breaking that spirit of depression. You're breaking that spirit of postpartum depression off women, Lord God, after having babies. Lord God, I thank you that you're breaking that spirit that has come upon the young generation to take their lives, Lord God. I thank you for the shift. I thank you for the changes, Lord God, that you're manifesting, Lord God. It's your spirit, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Your spirit, Lord God, visits them, Lord God. And I thank you for the shift. I thank you, Father God, for your divine interruption, Lord God. Your divine intervention, Lord God, of what the plan of the enemy, the wicked plan of the enemy, is trying to deceive and try to take out our young people, Lord God, try to take out people from the earth prematurely, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you're visiting many, Lord God, upon this earth, supernatural divine intervention, Lord God, supernatural divine intervention, Lord God, for your people, Lord God, that they may follow you, that they may worship you, that they, Lord God, will be a mouthpiece, that they will desire your spirit to be in them, Lord God. Father God, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for removing anything, Lord God, that would cause us not to be prosperous people, Lord God. Remove that spirit. Remove that spirit of the Midianite, Lord God, that spirit that causes people not to be in prosperity, that anything the enemy stole, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, you're restoring everything that has been lost, Lord God, in us, your people, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I thank you, Father God, for the just reward that you're giving your people now, Lord God. I thank you, no more delay, no more delay, no more delay, no more denials, Lord God. I thank you for turning around those no's and making them yeses, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. Lord God, thank you, Father God, for visiting those, Lord God, that have been displaced, that have they've lost homes, that don't have a place to stay, they have ran out of money, they have not don't have enough, Lord God. They don't have enough to meet their needs, Lord God. Visit them, Lord God. Send your divine intervention. Send your divine reversal, Lord God. Bless them. Favor them, Lord God. Lord God, bless the money to come into their hands, Lord God, supernaturally, Lord God. Those your people, Lord God. And Lord God, anyone that missed it because they got caught up in the world, but got caught up in the things, Lord God, your ones that have said yes, your ones that have accepted your Son Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Lord God, save them, redeem them, renew them, Lord God, let them know there's hope again. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for redeeming them. And Lord God, that they will not be snatched up, but they will not be a puppet for the world anymore. Lord God, Father God, open their eyes to see like never before, that they desire you, that they desire more of you and less of themselves. They desire, Lord God, to not walk around saying they're saved and walking around like the world. Lord God, again, remove the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, Father God, for your people. Lord God, give them a true revelation, Lord God, of what you're speaking, Lord God. Father God, make it plain for Father God that they can understand, Lord God, that Lord God, whatever it does not please you, Lord God, that they will not desire to do it, Lord God. Father God, I just thank you for humility, Lord God. I thank you for humility that's coming upon this earth, submitted, Lord God, in love, on fire for you, Lord God. I thank you for the new zeal, Lord God, of your glory coming upon your people, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for your hand upon your people, that they may desire to love you. They may desire to worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Again, removing that alcoholism that and every spirit, Lord God, that would keep them from you, Lord God, that people can worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God. I thank you for that divine revelation, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the new understanding that's coming upon your people, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for your knowledge coming upon your people. I thank you, Father God, for your people desiring it. I thank you, Father God, for touching their eyes, Lord God, blowing upon their eyes, blowing upon their ears, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the freshness of your glory, the freshness of your revelation, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Let all the kids break off that lie of the enemy, saying thinking that as they read the word is bored. Break off that lie of the enemy that says, I get sleepy when I read your word. Lord God, break off that lie from the enemy, Lord God. Break off that spirit, Lord God, that keeps people from you, Lord God, from worshiping you, from spending time with you, to get intimate with you, Lord God. Break off that lie of the enemy, Lord God, that causes them to be distracted and want to look at these television shows that keep them from you, Lord God. Break off that lie of the enemy, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for saving our house. Thank you for saving our generations. Thank you for saving our loved ones, our families. Thank you for saving our friends, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the transformation that you're doing, Lord God, on this earth, Father God, that no longer that people are becoming conformed to this world, but they are being transformed from glory to glory, transformed into your kingdom, transformed and becoming the citizen that you called them to be before we even existed, Lord God, on this earth. Father God, I thank you for your plan, your well-executed plan coming upon this earth. And I thank you, Father God, the enemy will not stop it. The enemy will not stop what you are doing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we are being people and develop and being in position, in place to be unstoppable for your kingdom, to be your representation. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we are people that are laying hands on the sick and they recover. I thank you, Lord God, that we are people, Lord God, that will love you with all our hearts and minds and souls and every fiber of our being. I thank you, Lord God, that we are people, Lord God, that we will be in place, Lord God, when someone needs prayer, when someone needs a word, when someone needs correction, that someone needs a helping hand, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we are people that are our finances, Lord God. We are people that are producers, Lord God. We are people that are blessed to be a blessing, that are favored to be a favor to others, Lord God. I declare and decree, Lord God, that you are positioning us, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, we will not be about ourselves. We'll not be as you speak to us, Lord God. We hear your voice and your voice only, Lord God. And, Lord God, remove the clutter, remove the distractions, remove anything that would keep us from hearing you, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that obedience, Lord God, is first, Lord God, obedience to what you're speaking, Lord God. And we do, and we go, and we become, Lord God, what you say, Lord God, as it is in heaven. Father God, I thank you for shaping us, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, out of our mouths, Lord God, we're coming in agreement with you, Lord God. And
yes,
we're not coming in agreement with the enemy, Lord God. We're not people that will speak cursed and evil things and then bless and have sweet things, Lord God. We're not people that are confused no longer. We're not people that are disembobulated no longer, and even in our minds and even in our speeches and even in our hearts, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you're quickening our spirit, Lord God. You're quickening us, Lord God, that we would speak like you, we would think like you, we would perceive things like you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for your consuming fire, Lord God. Your consuming fire that's touching our lips, that we will speak what you speak, Lord God. We will bless, we will honor, we will choose not to gossip, Lord God. Remove the gossip. Remove the things that will keep us from you, Lord God, that will stop us our blessings, Lord God. Remove those things, Lord God, that we are being a blessing, that we can see our blessings come forth, Father God. I thank you, Lord God. No longer are we mixed up. No longer are we mixed up and in the light and in the dark, on the fence, Lord God. No longer, Lord God, we are light. We are people of your light. We are people of that have your that are instrumented with your voice, Lord God. We are instrumented to speak what you have us to say. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for showing us. I thank you for quickening our spirit. I thank you, Father God, for our obedience quickly, Lord God. Our obedience quickly to what you're saying.
Amen.
I thank you, Father God, that we're not wallowing in sin. We're not wallowing in the world. We're not staying and wondering if we should go to the left or the right. We're going the way you say, Lord God. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that we are people that are being directed and we are going, Lord God. We are being obedient. I thank you for redeeming us. I thank you, Father God, as it was, Lord God, when the spirit broke out, Lord God, in the upper room, Lord God, let it be again,
uh-huh.
Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the spirit of Enoch coming upon us, Lord God, that we just spend time with you. We're able to speak with you. We're able to talk with you. We're able to read our word, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, day and night and day, Lord God. And we're able to do this as we're working in the marketplace, as we're consulting business, Lord God. I thank you that your spirit is with us, Lord God, everywhere that we go, Lord God, and even as we're raising our families, Lord God, even as we're our children is in education, Lord, your spirit is there. Your spirit is there. Your spirit is welcome. Your spirit is there. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. I thank you for the revelation. I thank you, Father God, for your plan being executed through us, your obedient ones, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for many souls coming into the kingdom, Lord God, because of our obedience, because of our yes, because, Lord God, that we desire your plan, that we cry out to you, Lord God, to save generations, to save people from death, hell, and the grave, to come out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord God, to become holy nations, peculiar people, royal priesthood, Lord God. I thank you for your word manifesting.
Uh-huh.
I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord God, in America, in the White House, in the judicial system, Lord God, in the Congress, Lord God, in the police stations, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing, Lord God, in America, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for removing corruption, Lord God, and bringing forth your plan, bringing forth your obedience, Lord God, bringing forth your spirit, Lord God.
Yes,
your spirit,
God.
Lord God. Your spirit. Spirit, Lord God, is changing, Lord God.
Proverbs
23,
verse 21. Can you read that for us? Because I want to kind of really kill this the drunkard spirit. So let's go to Proverbs 23, verse 21.
Proverbs
23, verse 21. And actually start with verse 20. Proverbs 23, verse 20.
Okay. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags.
Yes. And that's one of the things that you prayed was that when people read that Bible, they become sleepy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's that spirit of drowsiness that comes from those two realms. Gluttony and drinking.
Yeah.
Because that's actually a lot of people who are in the church. A lot of people who are in the church, they say, okay, well, I don't drink alcohol, do any of that. But then what we do is we overeat.
Mm-hmm.
And
both
of them, those are ways that keep us, they can become addictions. because you need food. That's the only thing that people have problems with, is because you do need food. But over-consuming, you know?
Yes.
And so that's why gluttony comes in, because gluttony is like to over-consume, to over-consume.
Yes.
And so that's what's happening sometimes when we see the spirit of poverty in operation. So, and it can be anything like any addictive behavior. It could be even with coffee.
Yeah.
You understand? And so what winds up happening is that the spirit wants to come and it wants to take over, allows drowsiness. So the church is drowsy. The church is not awake.
Yeah.
So they may not be drinking alcohol, but maybe it may be gluttony in the area, or allowing some type of addiction to overtake us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, gluttony should be, gluttony is just an excess.
Yes.
It's excess.
Wow. Yes. Got
and it. So, yeah, that's why the whole thing with, you know, downsizing and, you know, if you've got 10 different shirts of the same, we need to get some away. So I think that even through your prayers, that point came up, and I wanted to make sure that we didn't lose the scripture, because that's what's happening in the body. And so we need to make sure that those things are addressed, because drowsiness is what will wind up clothing somebody. And God said, don't be clothed with drowsiness. He wants to be clothed with take off the garment of heaviness.
Mm-hmm.
Take off that garment of drowsiness and put on the garment of praise.
Amen.
In the New Testament, we're to put on the garment of light. We're to put on Christ.
Yeah.
So when we put on these things, those other things have to flee. And so there's a problem in the body. Because a lot of people, some people even selling alcohol in their church. They're selling wine in their church. And so when we study it out, you know, God really wants to come and deal with it. Will somebody please stand up and tell the truth? I know we're not blind. Did we just read that? Proverbs just said we're really not blind.
You may read it again?
Please read it again.
Okay. All right. Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat. For drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drunkenness clothes them in rags.
Say
that
verse again.
I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. Do you have another version?
Okay, let me check it. Hold on. Associate with heavy drinkers of wine, or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the heavy drinker and the glutton will come to poverty. And the drowsiness of overindulgence will clothe one with rags.
Mm-hmm. It's the overindulgence.
You know.
Proverbs 17.
I can't hear you good. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Proverbs 21:17.
New International Version. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and olive oil will never be rich.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Living Translation says, those who love pleasure become poor. Those who love wine and luxury will never be rich.
Mhm.
Like the love of money.
Mhm. And God's word translation says, "Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and expensive food will not become rich."
Which one was that one?
That's the God's Word translation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when we're thinking, wow, these people don't have any money. But if you look at it, a lot of people who are, they look like they're rich, right? But they're alcoholics. You wind up seeing their business wind up failing. Then not only that, if you go in their home, it's spiritually desolate. They're poor.
Mm-hmm.
They're poor.
Wow.
And, yeah. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
Oh, it's interesting. Hold on one second, I'm sorry. Okay, it's interesting. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and expensive food will not become rich. You know, like the love of money, the love of things, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Have you become poor?
Mm-hmm.
And I know it says the love of money, but you could really go further than that, you know, in that
mm-hmm.
love of things. So it's mammon. It's mammon.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow. And that's where a lot, you know, where we would miss it when we have that love for those things or. And I appreciate you talking about, you know, we have to declutter. We have to get rid of things. We don't have to, need to keep, you know, hanging on to these things and making it a love of it. We got to declutter
mm-hmm.
and come into alignment with what God says.
Mm.
That if those things are not having us, we are to be in control, you know, with God's direction.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So I thank God for God dealing with that today.
Yes.
I mean, like I said,
yes.
Even when you were going in and your prayers, that's one of the points that you made out, is that drowsiness comes on the people when they're trying to read, but it's connected.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Because he said he will clothe you with drowsiness
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and drunkenness.
Yep. Yep.
And so in 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, it just says that drunkards will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Right.
And so that's why I'm just careful. You know, I don't say that it's not good. You can have a glass. This is my personal view. Everybody got to get their own. But I know to go in excess is where the problem lies. It's excess.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so if you don't know where your limit is, just don't even stop.
Right.
You understand? Because the only thing that I see in the New Testament, it says, is to not, do not be consumed with wine, but rather be filled with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And so if you're not manifesting the fullness of the Holy Ghost, don't even try to drink no wine. You understand? I mean, even this morning I had a headache, but as I began to pray against that witchcraft and all that, that headache went away. And then God was showing me, he said, that addiction, you know, because there's times in my life that I will, I won't drink coffee because coffee ain't going to have me. See, it'll be something so simple like that for Christians. I'm talking about Christians.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say you live a holy, right? But see, even coffee can't get you. You addicted to coffee because now you got a headache because you didn't drink coffee. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I make sure coffee don't have me. I enjoy coffee when I want to have it. You understand? And if I see where so then I don't have coffee, then I get a headache or something like that, I know that coffee trying to have me and the devil is a lot because I ain't pulling towards it.
Wow, that's a good revelation. Wow.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm in control. And so one day when I had said it out of my lips, I said, oh, my God. I said, you know, I said to my nephew, I said, oh, I'm addicted to coffee. And when I said it, I said, oh, there it goes. I said, I can't believe I said that with my mom. I said, right now, I ain't having no more coffee.
Yeah. Wow.
I said, I'm going on a fast and coffee because coffee ain't going to have me. And it's something that's legal.
Wow. Wow. What scripture was that you read, Prophetess?
1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Last. You know, that's how I rededicated my life to God was 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9.
I can't hear you still.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Okay, 1 Corinthians. That's
1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. And that was the scripture that saved my life. You know, I rededicated my life really fully back to Christ and start learning how to live holy because I didn't know how. You know. And when people aren't being taught, they won't know. You got to live holy in order to see God. You accept Jesus, but you got to work out your own salvation. So that's why when we pray, that's why I'm saying, I know God gonna give us something every day. You know what I mean? That we need to take away with. Like the first day it was declutter. The second day it was about the tongue. He even dealt with the tongue a little bit on yesterday. And then today, the spirit of addiction.
Amen.
Because God, every level you go up in God, it's from faith to faith and from glory to glory. That means that God's going to cause his fire to come and purify you. It's like an onion. He cut the bottom off. All right, he bring you out of sin. But in order to get everything fully off, it's layer by layer by layer by layer by layer by layer by layer till he gets to your core. So that you can manifest. If you think about it like this, when you see fire burn wood, the fire burn the wood, don't burn the core of that log initially. It burned the outside of that wood. And then it go all the way down to it get to the core, and then it burned to the inside, the middle part.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying about that part and what God is doing with us concerning that and how he's removing those things that don't need to be.
Amen. So pray for Lord. And here you go.
Huh?
Couldn't hear you.
Okay, I don't know why this ain't doing that. So what I'm saying basically is that when we get to the point where we are able to get cleansed, about the log, when the fire comes on the outside of the log and it burns, it's not every part, the core of that log don't burn.
Right.
First, just the outside. And then it goes inside and inside and inside. It's like an onion. Every layer is cut and it takes off to get to the inner side of it. So that's what happens when we walk in God. The more word you get. In fact, God had us read Psalm 12 on yesterday, and it said that there's seven levels of a purification of the word. That's how God purifies us. You need levels of purification. And so that's why I know for me, I mean, you're nobody's perfect. We're going to be perfected.
Yes.
And you understand? Because that's what I'm saying. Even with the Bible, it just said right there, gluttons. I mean, that's what you see in the church. You know what I mean? Everybody a little overweight because you ain't doing no other sin. But that sin of gluttony just coming right on in.
Yep.
Like God said, don't let food have you. Don't let excess have you. Don't let alcohol have you. You have it. You be in control. And so that's it. And so God want us to see these things. Don't allow it, because in the end, it really does. It grows. Sin grow. Okay, so you do a little this, a little that. All of a sudden, now you're addicted. That's how addiction comes. It starts out small. Okay, so I smoke one cigarette once a month. All of a sudden, now why am I smoking 4 or 5 cigarettes a day? Oh, my God, now I'm smoking a pack a day.
Right.
Because my sin grew. I know I was up to 2 packs a day when God came and got me and delivered me from cigarettes. I smoked 2 packs a day.
Wow.
You know, Newport Short in the box. So, I know about addiction.
Thank God.
And so, I mean, that was my thing with cigarettes, where I was addicted, you know? And so that's why when God delivered me of that and all the other things he delivered me from, thank you, Jesus. But then it's other areas God come for. And we all need to say, okay, God, well, whatever it is, come get it. Come clean it up. It's even about the spirit of jealousy. I've always been a very confident woman. I ain't never wanted what somebody else had. But you understand? Never. But then the Lord showed me a place in my heart that was in alignment with a jealous spirit. And so I said, oh, okay, God, that thing there, burn it up.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm saying is that God has to come and purify. And there's some things that are so deep in the core, like that log. You got to wait till the Holy Ghost penetrate, and fully die at your core.
Wow. Amen.
Amen. So...
Amen.
Wow. So whatever it is in our lives, and even the lives of those who are listening and praying with us now, those who are praying with us, that God will so penetrate them that, you know, they may be saved. Some of them may not be saved at all. Maybe they just need to clean up and just stop doing certain things.
Yeah.
You know, just stop.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the first level. And then a couple more months, God, come here, clean them up again. You know, and then he'll clean them up some more a couple years later.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, just let God clean them up. Everybody let God clean people up. The main thing is that we release the word, and because that's the main thing. And the second thing is that Levitical priesthood thing, because there's certain people that are called to ministry. And if you call the ministry... Okay, if you really feel the call, the Levitical priesthood, those who really minister to the Lord, he doesn't even want wine to your lips. It was to the point where I think it said, don't even let them eat grapes, you know. So it's just a purified lifestyle because of what they're going to be doing in the earth. So I know that with our call, with what we're called to pray in the intercede, God wants pure vessels. You know, that's why they were vessels of gold and silver.
Wow.
Some that had gold, some that had silver, some that were made out of wood, some that, you know what I mean? So some that would be tossed away. So everybody don't have the same kind of container for the glory.
Wow.
And how you live your life will depend upon how you are a container for the glory.
Wow. Jesus. Wow.
Some for honor, some for dishonor. You know, what kind of container are you? You know, so, Amy, I just want to be a container for honor and not dishonor.
Yes, yes. Yes, Lord, honor. Mm-hmm.
And whatever dirty in my cup, I need him to come and I purge it. Get it out. I don't want addiction to be a part of me. I don't want rebellion to be a part of me. I don't want none of that stuff. Witchcraft, nothing. Even on a level, because the thing, this has levels. Sometimes, you know, it's okay, I'm involved in the occult. Okay? So if you're involved in the occult, then you come out. And now you allow God to take, really, truly go at the core of rebellion in your life.
Wow.
And it's simple levels. Things you do daily. You know, God tell you to go left, you go right. He keep telling you, God told you to go left, I told you to go left. That's rebellion, that's witchcraft.
Yeah, true. Oh, it's good.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, it's not for us to feel like we're being beat up. But what it is that it's a cleaning, it's a cleaning, it's a cleaning, it's a cleaning. Because God said 2 weeks of repentance and there's going to be a breakthrough. So,
thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
because
yes,
the breakthrough,
yes.
When he coming, he can come and have room to sit more. He'll have room to sit and have room to come and put his glory on you so those things can be drawn. After repentance yesterday, after I got off the 11 minutes at 11 a.m., I went in into the spirit. And when I got off that line yesterday, I mean, I was still there, like, in this presence. And God, like, he totally, like, later that day, I went, he told me, he said, I want you to get 2 different things from the makeup store. You know, because I was out of foundation and stuff. And when I went to the makeup store, I went in the store and I got the 2 things the Lord said. And then I went over, and when I got ready to leave, the one of the ladies who was in a position to do this, one of the managers of the store, came and said, wait a minute. Hold on just one moment. I got some stuff I want you to take with you. And she came back with a bag of stuff, and she said, now open your bag. And she put all kind of cosmetics into my bag. And Lord knows I like to look pretty. You know what I mean? And so in order for me to get all that other stuff, I would have already had to spend maybe close to $1,000. You know what I mean?
Wow.
But repentance. Repentance, getting yourself clean is key, because we see where gluttony and drunkenness leads to poverty. But God, I thank you. Thank you, Father. The blessings of the Lord, when God wants people to pour out on you. If that spirit of poverty is there, they're not going to pour it out on you. If that spirit of gluttony is there, they're not going to pour out on you.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to transition from this poverty spirit by not allowing drunkenness and gluttony to be our portion. And we're going to fight this thing to the end. And the Holy Ghost is going to help us because it's time out for poverty. As you can see it in family lines.
Yes.
Amen.
You can. Good work. for your intervention.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. And I just even pray right now, God, that if for every person who repents today and really truly say, okay, God, let me look at my life. Let me look at this drunkenness. Let me, where am I drunk? Where am I over in consumption? What am I drinking too much, whatever? Am I doing too much of whatever? God, you've got a balance. In fact, God, you got a word in Proverbs that says, just wait. God, you want weights that are, there's equity. You don't want too high, too low. You want it just, you know, hey, justice. So, God, let us even be able to operate in justice in every area of our lives.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord have mercy. And the weight of this, a lot of us, what we're sensing is the weight of His glory. So sometimes when you come on a prayer line, you feel like, oh my God, this is weighted, this is like heavy, like, oh my God, I'm feeling some kind of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Because the weight of God's glory is heavy. And if you don't feel this weight right now, when the glory fully comes, you will not be able to sustain it. So bear with the weight that you're feeling now. Bear with it. Allow God to do what He's going to do. Because the weight that you're feeling now, a weight of your glory is coming. But if you can't allow yourself to feel this weight, you don't want to feel this heavy so that level can come, then you won't get the weight of your glory. That's why Paul said this is a temporary light affliction.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed. So what you're feeling right now, get ready, because it's going to be even weightier in glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. So I just appreciate you all for coming and allowing God to transform you, because not only is He transforming you, but I believe He's transforming your families.
Yes.
Because God was telling me, He said, the one. I don't need but one. And that's why in the scriptures it tells in the book of Psalms that I set the solitary in the family. So what does that mean? He's setting one. So you all are that one for your families. And there may even be more that are in your families that are praying.
Mm-hmm.
But know that God has chosen you to be the one to repent on behalf of your family. And your family wonder, well, why are we getting these good jobs now? Why are we not drinking no more? Why are we not doing this? That's because you're standing in the gap and repenting.
Thank you, Jesus.
So may the Lord bless you all today on this Shabbat Shalom. Thank y'all so much for coming to pray. May the Lord bless you. May He keep you. May He cause His face to shine upon you. And may you see His glory in the land of the living. May you be strong enough to walk out the word today. May you be strong enough to remove gluttony if there be any gluttony in your life. May you be strong enough by the power of the Holy Ghost to remove that drunkenness out of your life. May you be humble enough to say, God, here am I. Come and get it. Come and get this, God, so that poverty can be removed from my family.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. So bless y'all, and I'll see y'all at 11 a.m. I got to get ready. I've got to go visit a friend this morning. So God bless y'all, and I love y'all with the love of the Lord. I'll see y'all at 11 a.m. and then tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. God bless y'all. May God bless you in your churches on tomorrow. May the Spirit of the Lord come in your churches like never before. I thank God for every pastor, every leader, every evangelist, every apostle, every prophet that have come on today. God bless y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.
God bless you.
Okay, I love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us so far. welcome. You're welcome.
Do it again.
God is saying, I only know the blow it and everybody else can hear what he's saying.
Amen. 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 I really felt like the Lord was saying that he is setting that standard of holiness up to the land.
I can't hardly hear you.
That's what I was hearing.
You heard me hear you good.
Standard of holiness out through the land.
Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
As you know, that's exactly what I heard.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord.
All right. Love y'all
Prophetess.
So much.
Prophetess.
Yes,
Prophetess. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
God
Jesus.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Blow Holy Spirit. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, your word is God.
Hallelujah, God. Your word is God.
Your word is God.
Hallelujah, Lord. Your word is God.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
God, you're awesome. You're a wonderful God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Wow, 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 wow. I feel like we can rest now.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I got a word for you, Gail. I hear the Lord saying the rivers are changing.
I hear the Lord saying
the rapid rivers are changing.
So that's going to be shifting the river, the flow.
Can you repeat that?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I said that the. Okay, what I heard the Lord say it was there's a rapid river. Okay, and I see the Lord saying a river is changing. The water river is changing. You know how you got a river flow? And I see the rapid rivers are coming forth.
Yeah.
There are rapid rivers that are coming forth in you and through you.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's going to be a rapid river. I don't know if you ever studied river flows before. I never really studied before either.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm sensing in the realm of the spirit is the prophetic. Okay? But the prophetic is supposed to, flow, right? It's a prophetic flow.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a river, you know, it's like it's chilling. It's just like going a little, you know, it's not fast. But what I see is there's a change to a rapid river. For you. So it's going to be quick. It's going to be bubble up. It's going to overtake you. The spirit of prophecy is going to be strong through your being. So even as there's a purpose that went forth today, at different levels, you've caused
for a mighty rushing river to flow through you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for that wrath of the river, Lord God. Thank you for that wrath of the river, Lord God. Flowing through us, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God.
Wrath of the river.
Hallelujah, Lord.
For your prophetic.
Yes, God.
Thank you for your prophetic flow.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Glory. Thank you, Father.
See y'all later.
Okay, y'all. Blessings. Love y'all. See y'all later.
Okay. Love you, too. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.